What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic, 6 o'clock on this Friday night. Let's call it a Final Four Friday as we start things off with the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings alongside my partner every Friday. I'm Devon Givens. That is Jamie Lynch. We run this 4 hour from 6 to 7
with Stani Henderson.
Draft Lines. Exactly.
University of South Carolina. Hello.
Hey, it's the Final Four
it
there.
It is there. It
right?
is.
Okay.
Starts tonight.
Yeah, it starts now. So
yeah, right now.
We'll be paying attention to that.
Hey, look, yes. I might hop on and bet on Dawn Staley right now.
Oh, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. No, forget about Paige from UConn. Come on.
She's almost Devontae Smith size.
She is the best.
Bob came in the other day. He goes, you know, I was watching this Paige girl on UConn, and I realized she's probably only like 15 or 20 pounds lighter than Devontae Smith. And I was like, that's absolutely wild to think about.
Yeah. And she also, number one, she looks like she's 15.
Yes.
And she's destroying these women.
She's great.
Women's basketball can be enjoyable to watch sometimes.
Oh, no, always, yeah. Man. I love it, man. You
Dawn,
know,
Dawn's
I watch WNBA, all that stuff, man. Come on. We love sports.
It is Stani Henderson.
Listen, look at you already.
I got a new favorite player in college basketball.
Yeah. Yes, you do. And that is the first game coming up against Stanford and South Carolina. So what's going on again, everyone? It's the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's right. That's code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up, only at DraftKings Sportsbook.
The South Carolina women Gamecocks, +6
really?
Against Stanford.
Look at that.
Dawn in the points?
Dawn in the points, and they are the road team, aren't they?
I believe so, yes.
Yes, they are. And UConn, Arizona at 9:30. So
I might place a little wager here on Dawn.
Right?
I'll take the points.
It's DraftKings right now, right? Draft Line Show presented by DraftKings. And we have the Final Four starting tonight for the women's games. And, of course, the men's action gets underway tomorrow.
Little 10 spot on Dawn.
There you go.
Dawn.
Love it. You can't not. Dawn gets it done.
And, give me Dawn in the points anytime.
Hey, and then when we talk about Paige, man, listen. For people who have not seen Paige Becker's play for the University of Connecticut, she is a freshman.
That's crazy.
She has already been, I think she was named AP Player of the Year. Or was
she? Might. Let's take a look.
Let's double check because I saw where she was named the player. Look, it might have been just the Big East. I don't know. But I saw her Player of the Year and I was like, yeah, that makes sense.
Nope. She got it.
She got it.
First freshman ever to win AP Player of the Year.
Exactly. See? There you go.
That's awesome.
Yeah. She's that good.
So I guess she might have a chance at passing Sabrina's all-time marks because she can't leave early, right?
No.
So she's in it for all 4 years.
Well, I think, no.
Can she leave early?
I think you might be able to leave after your junior season.
Okay.
If I'm not sure. I don't know the rules.
Come on, Devon.
100%.
I don't know the rules. I come to you for my WNBA early entry knowledge
here. Correct. But, no, she's really good, man. So if anyone, no Sixers basketball tonight. And yes, I know NBA will be on the nationally televised games and all of that, but if you're talking about the women's game and you have not seen these women play, and especially Paige here for UConn, I'm telling you, I've seen her highlights. And then with her highlights in high school that I saw when she was right around sophomore, I think it was a sophomore season.
Oh, you've seen her dating back to then?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Where's she from, do you know?
I don't remember where she's from. But look at what they do now, not just women. I mean, high school basketball, right?
Uh-huh.
We see it from middle school to high school.
Minnetonka, Minnesota.
Okay,
I was blessed to say
Minnesota.
She was blessed by Prince in the waters of Lake Minnetonka.
Correct. That's right. Yes.
Because Prince could ball.
Yes, he could. Just ask Rick James, Charlie Murphy, everybody, the late
great. Did you see the clip of him on stage at a concert?
Yeah, nailing. Shooting a jumper.
Yeah.
Look kind of suspect to me, but, you know, whatever. You know, it looked like it was the adjustable court, which it was, and it was like 5 feet away. So it wasn't the 12. He wasn't shooting a free throw. But they said he could play, so
yeah.
It is
he played
it
on
is.
His high school team.
Yeah.
But, yeah, Paige apparently from there.
Yeah, so if you haven't seen her, I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. And I got to keep Jamie's attention because Dawn Staley coaches a great game every time out when South Carolina plays. They play Stanford. That's on now, so I got to keep his attention. He now has a new favorite person on the team. So I have to make sure that I keep Jamie's attention while we do this show
all
here
good.
With Draft Line. So look, we have to get into the Final Four. We might as well talk about the women's Final Four, the men's Final Four this weekend. Major League Baseball with the Phillies back and everyone else tonight.
There's something that irks me about Major League Baseball every single year.
Every single year.
And I understand why they do it, but the fact that there's not a game tonight kills me. You start, you got the momentum.
Give them a day off.
And then they give them a day off.
But look,
I hate it.
Hey, man, I don't know. They're respecting the women's Final Four. That's what they're doing.
They don't want to go up against
They don't
it.
Want to go up
the rating monster.
The ladies, especially with your new favorite player in Henderson as she goes to work for South Carolina. So, yeah, man, listen, the Final Four is set for the men's and the women. So let's start off with the men's here, Jay, with the schedule being starting tomorrow at 5, right around 5:15, Baylor and Houston. Houston is the number 2 seed. Before a lot of people who have not seen them all year long. It's been a weird season, of course, with COVID and, you know, doing things differently and teams being knocked down and picked back up and all of it. Houston is a pretty good team. They were 28-3 on the season. They are now in the Final Four. Baylor 26-2. No surprise there with them being back in the Final Four. The second game, Gonzaga, the number 1 overall seed from front to back, okay? From the start of the season to where we are
getting
ready for the
loaded.
Final Four, they are tough.
Yeah.
And we were just talking to Tyrone, talking to Tyler, who's producing the show here, of how good they are. And Gonzaga is hosting UCLA, who came from the play-in.
Lay it.
And they are in. They are 14.5, as I looked last night. I haven't looked yet today. 14, and I'm looking now. 14.5 is the number. Gonzaga, the favorite over UCLA. So let's start with the number 1 overall seed with Gonzaga against UCLA, Jay.
Yeah. I don't like going against Gonzaga. I haven't done it yet. I've been riding Gonzaga pretty much every round, and it's worked out for me. So I'm not gonna change course now. It's a huge number. And look, what is it? The Mobleys on UCLA.
Yes.
You know, they're talented.
Yeah, USC.
Or USC, excuse me. You know, UCLA is a solid team, but not the same weight class. I'm gonna take Gonzaga.
Yeah,
I'll lay 14.
So look, Johnny Juzang, I think he had like 28. Did he have 28, Tyler? I think it was like 28 in their win over Michigan.
I took them in that game. I think I got them plus 8.
Okay.
I wish I had taken the money line, but I just felt like Michigan was ripe for a loss there.
Okay, so they go into this one. The rest of the team was terrible.
Yeah.
Johnny Juzang, he was fantastic in that game. And Michigan couldn't score. It was one of those low-scoring games. I even went with the under in the total just because as you saw it playing out.
It was heavy under in that round.
It was like 120, over 123 at one point early in the second half. I'm like, there's no way these guys get to 123 points combined. So I'm going under. And the way that Gonzaga plays and how up and down they are, but at guess what? Their pace.
Yes.
You do not slow them up. I mean, you do not pick their pace up. You do not slow them down. They do what they want. Jalen Suggs is going to be a top 5 pick in the draft. He is phenomenal. Also from Minnesota, Mr. Basketball and Mr. Football from the state of Minnesota.
Yeah.
His senior season in high school.
Jeez.
That team is really good. And I am with you, Jay, at this point.
Lay it.
First of all, I picked them to win it. All when we did our bracket.
So did I.
Here and
I didn't get much else right, but I got Gonzaga winning.
That's all you need, right? That's all you need at the end. That's all you really need. But when you look at Gonzaga with what they do with Suggs, and then you go with Timmy, who's fantastic, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you go with Kispert, who's also these guys, and everyone knows their role. Everyone plays their part from a Yai to, Andrew Nembhard, who also one of the starters.
They're
that comes
a fun
in.
Team to
they
watch.
They are a really good team.
Because they're
to
a
watch.
Complete team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're loaded, and I love watching Suggs play. He's a dominant college player, you know, a diaper dandy, as Dickie V used to say.
And he doesn't have to do it by putting up 28 points.
No.
Just I'll give you 16-8.
And the bigs are always cutting in, they're always getting hit, and they're always getting easy layups, and the movement on that team is great. Mark Few is a great coach. If you know, guys like him and Jay right now are in awesome spots because, you know, the big programs are gonna take the big hits. You know, with this new era of G League basketball and college basketball and going overseas and all that, the Mark Few's and Jay Wright's of the world, they're already established. They're already set. They got their programs locked in. And yeah, I think it's finally Few's time. So I'm not getting on the Gonzaga tracks and trying to stand in front of that one. So no thanks. I will lay the 14.5 gladly.
All right, so I got it wrong. It is now 14.
Sorry. 14, okay.
Yes, is now 14.
Even better.
The over-under is 145.5.
Last round, because my buddy, I think he went 0-for-4 on overs Saturday, and I want to say he went 1-for-4 on overs on Sunday. It was something like 1-for-8, the under was. Or, excuse me, the over was. The under was 7 out of 8 last weekend. It was bad. So I don't know what that means for the Final Four in terms of over-under. I feel like the game does slow down a little bit in the Final Four.
I have no doubt that Gonzaga can score.
Yeah.
But I think defensively they'll do enough to shut down UCLA, where I would probably go with that number as an under.
And 140, what was it?
145.5.
Yeah, that seems kind of high.
So, I mean, we're talking right there, 70-plus, right, each.
Yeah, I would probably lean under, too.
Exactly. So that's where I would lean at this time. The money line, don't even try it.
No. I wish I had took UCLA against Michigan there. That was a nice little money line, and I wussed out.
But so that's -1250 for Gonzaga.
In the Final Four, -1250.
Yes.
Yeah, a little risk for my blood.
Do they have any chance?
I mean, it's the Final Four. I mean, I can't say they don't have any chance, but no, they don't have a chance. Right?
No.
So I'll give them like 2%.
So let's move on. That team is really
minus
good.
-1250 in the Final Four.
-1250.
Wow.
Let me look at a few other. I'm trying to look in here. First half over under 69 points.
It's a nice number.
I actually like that number because I could see I could see
Gonzaga 30, putting up 45, 50.
45, 31 type of game. That doesn't necessarily. Yeah, it does.
Make me do math here.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, 45, 31.
I could see that. And then slow down in the second half a little bit. Maybe Gonzaga's got a lead. Those big numbers, though, I hate, just because if you're up big and you rest the starters and shut them down.
That's why you jump on the over-under in the first half.
Yeah.
There you go. So the first half money line, -530 for Gonzaga and plus 360 for UCLA. The spread is, in the first half, +8.5. Well, 8.5, but +8.5 for UCLA. Can they touch that?
No, I don't think so either.
So that's that one, and that's the second game this Saturday for the Final Four.
What time are the tips? I didn't even look.
5:14 and 8:34.
All right, that's rational. These 10 o'clock tips I was going nuts at. Like, some of the best games of the tournament were tipping off at 10:15 at night. I'm going, and then look, I work early, but still, like, it's still late. Like, none of my buddies are, you know, we're all a bunch of old washed men at this point, Devon. We can't stay up till midnight watching college hoops.
I got you. And Houston, Baylor. Houston, the 2 seed, taking on Baylor, the 1 seed. Baylor right now is a -5. They are a 5-point favorite.
I kind of hate to go with both favorites, but I kind of like both favorites. Houston, look, had like a great first half last game, and then the second half looked like, what the hell are they doing?
Like they were going to lose.
Yeah, they look like a team on the ropes. And Baylor, you know, look, I did my bracket, and I pretty much just moved Gonzaga and Baylor to the championship game. I mean, SportsCenter was doing segments 2 weeks ago. Gonzaga and Baylor versus the field. Who you got? And I was like, Gonzaga and Baylor. Don't even think about it. So, yeah, five, I think they can manage that versus Houston. Calvin Sampson, he'll be sweating that one out. Baylor's, they're nice.
All right, well, here's the number. Over under, 134.5 for this one.
Hmm.
You got -110 for the under, -109 for the over.
134.
134.5.
Sounds about right.
I agree.
That's a tough one. Since life's too short for unders, I would probably just go over.
There you go.
If I had a gun to my head.
Why not?
But I don't have a strong feeling on that one.
Okay, so let's go to the money line, and we go with -220 for Baylor, +175 for Houston.
Hmm. -220 is right around where it might be worth it for me to avoid that 5 points. I usually kind of have a cutoff of -200 as a personal just mantra, just because it gets too expensive for my blood and I get uncomfortable and I don't like it. But -220, I kind of like that.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. We'll see how my account's doing come Saturday night. See if Dawn Staley and the girls can pat it a little bit for me.
Yeah, I think you're covered on that one. With all due respect to Stanford, in the first half, Houston-Baylor. Right now, it is a -2.5 Baylor as the favorite for the first half. Over under 62 points in the first half. I would go over on that one because I do think it would be a 35-30 type of game.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
In the first half, with -182 for Baylor, +140 for Houston in the money line.
For the first half?
For the first half only. Mm. Got you thinking.
I don't want to get too cute, but I could see Houston maybe being ahead at half.
Okay.
That wouldn't shock me, and then Baylor comes back and closes it out.
All right, and this is, of course, the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. So DraftKings Sportsbook app does, in fact, have an odds boost specifically for Gonzaga game.
They were having great ones through these tourneys so far.
Yeah.
And 50 and 25% boosts all the time.
Yep, for certain rounds.
Yeah.
Yep, absolutely, for the entire round.
Yeah, so, I was hitting on them. It was
and
nice.
And this one, the Zags double-digit win streak boost. The Zags are looking, of course, for their 28th consecutive game with the win by double digits.
Wow.
So they're boosting them to win by 10-plus points to +100. So, again, looking to win their 28th straight game by double digits on DraftKings Sportsbook app is boosted +100 to win by 10-plus points.
I mean, that's a good option to if the 14 or 14.5, whatever it ends up being, scares you a little bit. That's a good option to bet the game.
And again, the original odds.
Because you're saving yourself 4 points there.
-230 were the original odds. So they're giving you a +100 off of -230.
Seems too good to be true.
What are you doing,
DraftKings?
And the max bet is $25.
I might take it. That's a good little skirt around because you can get kind of hedge 3 points off or buzz it right off of your line and still get that. I'm in.
All right. See, there you go. DraftKings.
And Gonzaga is a team I like betting. You know how you always kind of like, in college football, I always like betting Clemson. Well, previously Clemson and Ohio State's still one of my teams. There's just teams you have confidence in betting. Gonzaga is that right now.
Okay.
It's just a team you're like, all right, I like this. I feel good.
All right, so they do jump to Monday. They jump to Monday.
So
guessing from both sides.
You see Tyler's note here. Gonzaga's last single-digit loss was December 2nd versus West Virginia, and they won by... They won by five.
They won by five.
And West Virginia was 13th at the time.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
December 2nd.
Mark Few tore that locker room apart.
It feels like a year ago, December
2nd. Exactly. Tore that locker room apart. So here are the games that they are predicting on each side, right? The final four. So here you go. Gonzaga, Houston. That's the one that you don't think is going to happen, right, Jay? If that was the matchup on Monday, 9 p.m. start, Gonzaga would be right now an 8.5-point favorite right now over the Houston Cougars. -435 in the money line, +325 for the Houston Cougars in the money line.
I'll tell you this, I'm not touching Houston in that scenario.
No way. The other one, UCLA and Baylor. UCLA.
That's not happening.
No, it's not. UCLA is a 7.5-point dog in this particular scenario against the Baylor squad.
I'll take Baylor.
Hey, I think so, too. They're still -360 in the money.
Yeah.
Line.
All right, so what's the real national championship game
on
here?
Hold on, let's get to UCLA-Houston.
Oh, yeah, another one that's not happening.
All right, -5.5, Houston is the favorite.
I would take Houston there.
I agree. Yep, so let's just move on and go
the
to the actual game. Gonzaga's a 6-point favorite.
Wow.
-265 on the money line, +210 for the Baylor Bears.
As good as Baylor is, I still think Gonzaga's in another weight class. I would probably lay that.
So they go front to back.
Yeah.
Start the season at number one, end the season.
When's the last time that happened?
I did see it yesterday where I got the information of what it was. By the way, South Carolina already up 9-2.
Of course.
I think they're in good shape.
Yeah. Dawn.
Yeah.
Just wanted me to get free pizza tonight. Thank you, Dawn.
So, yeah, I can't remember, but I think there are only four teams that have done it.
Really?
I think they're...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not very common.
I think it's something like four teams that have done it, and right now, many people believe that this is exactly what's going to happen, where Baylor is going to go down. And, of course, it's going to be the Gonzaga squad who is the champion, the eventual champion.
Here's an old Sporting News article from 2018. It says seven teams have done it.
Seven? All right. My bad. I said four.
Yes, geez, Devon.
Terrible. My women's college basketball knowledge, right? The draft information for the women's WNBA draft.
All right, it looks like the 1956 San Fran Dons, led by Bill Russell, did it. 72-73 UCLA, Bill Walton squads. 76 Hoosiers. Duke in 92, but they didn't stay undefeated. They just stayed number one. They lost two games that year.
Mm-hmm. Is that the year that they beat UNLV in the title game?
I think so. As yeah, 92 was their first one. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. I was mad.
And this article's getting jumbled and I lost the list.
That's okay.
Yeah.
That's all right.
So and not many times. That's cool.
It doesn't
for
happen very often. So, yeah, absolutely, man. But look, that's where we are with the Final Four. And again, the women's game is currently going on. And right now it's 11-2. And plus 100 South Carolina, the money line, it says plus 100 here on DraftKings Sportsbook app.
And I got plus six.
Is that?
Come on. You think Stanford was going to come in there and beat a Dawn Staley team? Get out of here.
No, I need to actually throw something down on this one right now. It's plus 106 for South Carolina.
Dawn's trying to give everybody dinner in Philadelphia tonight. Yeah, just hop on DraftKings.
Let me jump on this real fast and get in on this. It's up to plus 117. They're up 11-4 at this time. So look, 610-632-0975. We can talk about the Final Four in the men's bracket as well as the women's game, which is already underway with South Carolina and Stanford. Don't forget about Connecticut tonight. I'm telling you, that team.
Yeah, I'm going to watch Paige.
Paige is good, man.
Bob was raving about her the other day. I haven't watched a ton of her, but I definitely got to check her out tonight.
You have to check it out. You have to check out Connecticut and watch Paige. We'll get into the NBA on the other side as well. Jumping into some futures in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
And there are 24 games left for the 76ers.
I was going to say, we're getting real.
Back-to-back, Saturday, Sunday, right here on the Fanatic. Sixers, Minnesota, and Memphis. In that order, Saturday and Sunday, so we'll talk about that as well. 610-632-0975. This is the Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Alongside Jamie Lynch, I'm Devon Givens. We run until 7 right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Give me that phone. Devon Givens on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
.97.5 The Fanatic Draft Line Show brought to you by DraftKings. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code FANATIC for a special offer when you sign up. That's code FANATIC. For a special offer when you sign up only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Jamie Lynch, Devon Givens with you, 610-632-0975.
So Brad Greenberg, shout out the tip during the break there, tweeted in that Suggs on Gonzaga and your girl Paige from UConn are really good friends from the same high school.
That I did not know.
Imagine their one-on-one games.
Did not know that.
Dude, I used to play against a girl in the summer that ended up playing, you know, D1 college ball. Those were good games. Like she would work me. And I would imagine Paige and Suggs probably went at it a couple times in the gym and it was probably pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, I always love when guys are like, I would destroy her.
Yeah, no you wouldn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I play against plenty of women basketball players that
cook my ass.
Really, really good. Yeah. So you go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah. Talk your talk. I don't believe you.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll get yours, right? Yeah. I mean, I have my success, sure. I have mine, but they get theirs as well.
Yeah.
They
it's
have
not the walk in the park you think it is.
No, they can play. Yes. And so, listen, again, these games are really good. So
that's pretty cool. The two faces, you know, two of the faces of Final Four weekend in each sport, good friends and probably played against each other for 4 years, maybe even, you know, into grade school and stuff, too. Who knows?
Yeah, so that is pretty cool.
I would imagine the Lake Minnetonka basketball community isn't the largest in the world.
Yeah.
So I bet they've known each other for a long time. But that's very cool. Thanks to Brad for tweeting that in.
Yeah, no doubt, man. So Reg says here on Twitter, Jay, he says, question, why does nobody bring up the fact that Gonzaga plays in a trash conference? LMU, San Diego, Portland, San Francisco, Pacific, Pepperdine, St. Mary's, BYU, like beating up on those teams is some kind of accomplishment.
They do play a good out-of-conference schedule. I mean,
he has enough of a reputation where he plays these.
Sure.
He schedules. They're in these tournaments.
Yeah.
Right?
Preseason. You know,
exactly.
They played Iowa as one of the first games of the year this year. I mean, they played West Virginia, who was a top 15 team. They probably played five to six top 20 teams. So, I mean, you can't control your conference, so...
And you cannot control who's in front of you.
Exactly.
You beat... And listen, Reg, like Tyler pointed out, their last game that they won by single digits was all the way back in December. And, Jamie, we just talked about it. 28 games they've won by 10-plus points.
That's crazy.
Forget about who the opponent is. That's not easy to do.
No, not at all.
Reg, that's not an easy thing to do. So, listen, I can't. And the non-conference, Tyler tells us that Kansas, Iowa, Auburn, West Virginia, and Virginia.
So there's five top 20 teams right there.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
Yeah. And they handled them all.
And they won all of their
games. Did you see Bill Self signed a lifetime contract at Kansas today?
You know, I've never been a big Bill Self guy.
He's kind of got a lot of more questions than he does accomplishments, I would say. Like, he's only got one title, right?
He has one title when Chalmers...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chalmers, who was his backcourt mate? Chalmers and... I won a big bracket that year on him, and I bought a Kansas hat. I should know this.
Was that...
I can picture him.
Number four from Baltimore...
This is the stuff that tortures us as sports people. Oh, God, it's going to drive me nuts.
Yeah, that's going to drive me crazy.
All right, man. It was 07-08 Kansas.
Brown?
Sharon Collins?
Sharon Collins, that's what it was.
Yeah.
I said Sharon, it was Brown, it was Collins.
And they had Brandon Rush, Darrell Arthur, who looked like he was 60 in college, Cole Aldrich. Yeah, but interesting that he signed a lifetime contract at Kansas. I guess you're not going to do better than Bill Self.
No, I get it. He's not leaving there. So
yeah.
Might as well.
Roy Williams retired. College best. You think he's maybe some heat's coming his way? Or you think...
Isn't that a shame that it always goes to that?
I know.
But he said it was time.
I don't get why these guys... It probably is what makes them them. But like, why do you want to work till you're like 80 years old? You got a lot of money. Go enjoy it.
And he mentioned health.
Yeah.
He's had some health things, and
he's a great coach.
If he felt like it was time to get out, then that's the reason why he's getting out.
Great coach.
So I give him that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it is any big time college basketball coach now, you're like, oh, is something coming their way?
Yeah, no doubt. That's a shame.
Are they cutting bait and running?
610-632-0975. So, as we talked about the Final Four before we get to the phones, I want to give you the odds boost. We talked about all the other stuff. Here are the odds boosts here, Jay. Baylor and Gonzaga, UCLA, all this stuff. Baylor to lead at halftime and to win by 5-plus points, boosted from plus 140 to plus 170. 5-plus points.
At half.
And remember, the spread in the game itself for the game tomorrow is five.
Hmm.
Yes.
It's kind of got my mind in a pretzel here.
Yeah, 5-plus points.
I feel like Houston might show up in the first half. I would probably avoid that. I think Baylor's going to cover the game.
I agree with you.
But something about the first half makes me a little uncomfortable.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Unless they just have one of those runs where you see a team close out the half.
Yeah.
Where they hit a couple of buckets, fast break opportunity. The next thing you know, it turns from 2-5, 2-6, 2-7.
I wonder if it's recency bias that I'm thinking that way because the last game, I don't know. But... yeah, I would probably avoid that one.
All right, well, two more. Gonzaga to win by 20-plus points versus UCLA, boosted from 195 to plus 240.
20 points. God, in a Final Four? They'd have to score like in the 85 range.
To the 60.
Right? Right? Like if you're going to win by 20, you got to be in the mid-80s at least.
Do they try to make a statement is the question.
Send fear down Baylor's spine?
Yes.
Yeah. Hey.
Well,
you're walking into the Terror Dome.
Right. Here you go.
20. I mean, those odds are nice. Plus 240. 20 plus points. Damn.
All right. You're thinking.
I'll think on that one. I think it's unlikely, but plus 240. I'll bet on a lot of things at plus 240.
All right. One more. Women's side. Tonight's game. Paige and UConn.
I'm not even going to look. You just got to roll with UConn, right?
To win by 20 plus points versus Arizona, boosted from plus 225 to 275.
20 plus points.
20 plus.
They're just steamrolling people, right?
Telling you.
You like that?
I think everybody's going to be watching Paige and they go, tweet at us during the game. I'm here from 9:30 to 10. Call us about Paige and the work that she's going to give Arizona tonight. She's that good. I'm telling you.
20 plus points.
Dude, she won player of the year.
As a freshman. That's crazy, as a freshman. I mean, it's the same situation as the Gonzaga game. 14-point line, 20 plus, but the odds are even better. I mean, if you're going to bet on anyone to win by 20 plus in women's college basketball.
One more time, just to let you know what the number is. The number right now is 14.
It's literally the same thing, and you get better odds. And it's more likely, I feel like, in a women's game, you would get a plenty 20 plus win.
They'll win 86.
I might take that.
45.
Yeah, because they could shut Arizona down.
No disrespect to Arizona.
No, but you're not UConn.
Not UConn.
Nobody is.
Nah.
The only person that's close is Miss Dawn.
Who now the score is tied.
Yeah, of course.
That's okay.
Dawn's pizza wasn't going to be easy for 15, me to win.
15 in this one. There's no championship game without it being South Carolina and UConn, with all due respect.
I mean, that just makes sense.
Yeah, we'll get to the NBA games as well and some futures in Major League Baseball. With the season getting underway yesterday, the Phillies jaded 1-0. So there you go.
That was an exciting day yesterday.
It was.
That was fun. It was a good game. It was entertaining. You saw some things out of the bullpen you liked. You saw a lot of things from Aaron Nola you liked. I still hate the runner on second in extras thing. But from a gambler's aspect, it's kind of fun, right? Like, it could be over.
I didn't check in the moment. Did you check in the moment with the runner on second?
You mean on the app?
Yes.
No, I didn't, because I was cooking dinner at the time. I pulled the TV into the kitchen and was cooking. It was good. It was an encouraging day to win. Look, you're starting off the season versus the Braves and Mets for like 14 games. So that's not an easy way to start the year. And look, you got to start somewhere. Nice to start the season with a win. Of course, there's the lull today before we get back at it over the weekend. But it was fun.
Tomorrow, 4:05, I think it's tomorrow.
It is 4:05.
I think it's 4:05 tomorrow. Yep, get Zach Wheeler on the mound.
Day baseball, love it.
Look at that.
Yeah, Nola looked good, man. It was encouraging.
Yeah,
and the bullpen's not the same Dreck we had last year, so that's fun.
All right.
Because I had a philosophy last year. Anytime the Phillies took the lead, I'd run and bet the other team live.
Because the bullpen.
Yeah. And I was making a lot of money doing that.
Yeah, I was in here when a few other people were doing the exact same thing. So it's like, dude, you really going to do that?
Yeah.
You know, I like the bullpen. All right, go ahead. Get your money. 610-632-0975. Let's go to the phones. Let's get things started on the Draft Line Show with Tasty Cake Dom right here on 97.5. Dom, what's happening?
Hey, Devon. Hey, gang.
What's up, Dom?
What's going on?
Well, as you guys always do when you're opening your show, you make me think. So I believe, well, the first team that should have went wire to wire that stands out in my head is that Vegas team. Stacey Ogman,
Larry
Johnson.
Yeah, Anderson Hunt, Greg Anthony.
They went
George
wire to wire until the championship game, undefeated.
Stacey Ogman was nasty. I loved his game.
Plastic Man.
Yeah.
So, James, the second thing is, I know in 1976 Indiana, that Ken Benson, Quinn Buckner team,
mm-hmm.
they're one of the greatest teams of all times. They went wire to wire, won the championship, never lost a game. Didn't Bobby Knight do it again with Steve Alford? Did that Steve Alford team lose a
undefeated?
Game?
I don't know. I'll have to check that one.
So that's, I'm trying to think of the last team that did it, and I can't think of one. If, you know, in other words, the one that stands to mind, for some reason, I think that Bobby Knight twice, he won three championships, but two of them, I think, were undefeated teams, which is outrageous.
That is pretty wild.
But James, Devon, did you see the 30 for 30 on him? He's a certified lunatic.
Oh, Bobby Knight?
Like some of the, yeah. That's 30 for 30.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's unbelievable. Like,
yeah,
what a psycho. Brilliant basketball
yeah,
mind.
He's a kook.
But he shouldn't be around college kids.
Well, it took him a long time to get away from them. But I hear what you're saying. Yeah, he is a maniac and great coach and everything. But yeah, he had his issues. And of course, the one tape that did surface with the issues in practice. Wasn't it Bobby Knight?
I think so.
Yeah, that's Bobby Knight. Yeah. that really makes you like cringe, Devon. It makes you the way he went after that kid is really, you know, some of the stuff that he did. He was a bully. You know, it's a shame because, you know, back then you don't get that information. You don't get to hear that side of things until like he physically. So, you know, it was a guy that I had a tremendous respect for that now I have zero respect for.
Sure.
Because, you know, the one thing else I want to ask you real quick is how do you guys prioritize your day tomorrow? In other words, what do you watch? Because
well,
there's a lot of stuff.
I got an Easter egg hunt with my daughter and my niece. I got to prioritize
one. That's absolutely one.
So let's see.
Later in the day when you got Final Four versus Embiid return.
I got to toot my own horn here. I recently bought a portable TV stand for the deck with a 36-incher just to have as like a movable
portable
one.
Stand, huh?
So I can get the two TVs going fairly easily tomorrow. So I'll probably go Final Four and Phillies. And then when the Sixers come on, I'll probably relegate the Phillies to the laptop, go Sixers Final Four on the TVs.
Jane, can you really do that? Because I've heard you say that a lot, that you have like a laptop and a TV going. I can't do that.
It's tough. And then I'll have Twitter in my hand. It's wild. My wife hates me. I'm such a loser. I got too many screens going. It's not easy, but it can be done.
All right. You guys are the greatest.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, have a great weekend, Dom.
You got it, man.
Yeah, tomorrow's a nice sports day.
It's a busy day.
Yeah.
Now, look, you don't get started until 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
But it's a busy day.
That's fun.
It is a busy day.
And it's supposed to be nice weather tomorrow, I think.
I think it is finally. I think it's back up to 55. 50,
I was looking at next week. We're in the clear. Saturday, 55 and sunny.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect.
Okay.
And next week, I think.
60s.
60s every day.
Every day.
Good.
Today
sucked.
Yes.
The wind and the cold. I'm over it.
Just
get out of here.
Tyler comes in with shorts on. Wave.
Let's judge guys, you know?
The 6 o'clock hour brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination. And Jamie, you brought in some candy for me, some peach rings, and people on social media, on Twitter, they're loving it.
Good. Pat Egan tells me that's your favorite.
Thank you.
You left me the delicious Dom cover your ears.
That's right.
Entenmann's cookie brownie little combo, John.
By the way, Dom, I did have my buttercream cupcakes before the start of the show. So
and I went to the sugar aficionado of the station, Pat Egan, and I said, you know, Devon, what's his number one kind of sweet tooth? He goes, I know his peach rings are pretty high up there.
They are very high on the list.
They are. They're a nice item.
They are very high on the list.
I love anything gummy. And when I was grabbing them, of course, there's a giant bag of gummy bears.
Oh, of course.
That I grab. I keep it in the center console of my car.
So let me take you to the
dangerous
Fanatic pregame shows on Sunday before Eagles games. Brian Westbrook, myself.
Well,
and everybody else that would be there, the rotation of guys that we've had.
Can I trust B. West candy opinion? I mean,
he has that problem.
Yeah,
he has that
problem. Reese's thing has me shook.
That's a problem. That's a negative.
Yeah.
He knows it.
All right.
He knows it, but he runs with it, and you got to respect it, even though he's wrong.
As long as he admits that it's a problem.
Listen, we would have it loaded up on the whole table.
Gummies.
Candy everywhere.
Who's worse?
A variety. Oh, we would take turns bringing in whatever.
Yeah. What's your favorite candy bar of all time?
Favorite candy bar?
Yeah, non-gummy. Because I'm a sucker for the gummy, like sweet and sour.
So my favorite gummies of all time are the gummy bears.
Yes. The Haribos.
Actually, back in the day,
the Black
it was
Forest?
More the branches.
The branches? Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
We used to have those.
Brax branches, whatever it's
yeah,
called.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Back then. But then they changed it, and I don't like it as much as, mm-hmm. as I used to. And I gotta give credit what credit is due with the gummy bears right now. And Brian Seltzer of Sixers.com says Haribo is the gold standard for all gummy candy.
I agree.
I gotta give credit Whoa. To the, I was in Walmart one day and I bought the gummy bears, right? I was like, yo, these are better than all of the other ones.
What was the brand?
I think it's like
Walmart, their signature whatever line, brand. Whatever.
Yeah, I was getting some.
Really?
And I was like, let me try these.
Huh.
Very good.
Haribo makes these, I don't know if you like the sour ones, like the sugar crusted like ropes. They make those flat like ribbon. It almost looks like a ribbon pasta.
Yeah,
and it's just
I know what you're talking about, yeah. but I've never had them.
Okay. Quality item.
All right. Yeah, we love the kids Sour Patch watermelons.
Oh, those things are dynamite.
Yeah, they're a problem.
Yeah,
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 yeah, yeah.
The problem with them is you don't.
They're
stop.
So good. You take them out of the bag. Put them in a sandwich bag so you can Ziploc them to keep the freshness. That's how good they are.
Yeah.
But candy bar, it's probably for candy bar.
And like a Reese's Cup and all that stuff
yeah,
qualifies.
Yeah. Well, Reese's number one.
Reese's one.
Yeah, yeah. But if I went candy bar, it was always a Snickers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's classic.
Yeah, I have a sneaky one.
Take five.
Fifth Avenue for me.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Take five, I think, is the most criminally underrated candy bar.
Yeah, I have that one because you and Alex Subers from Sixers.
Oh, Alex, he's Alex, a little sound man. He knows what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So all you guys told me, and I have it. I just haven't eaten it yet. So I'll get there.
Oh.
I'll get there. All right, look at that.
some candy talk.
Oh, we can always do that.
But the peach rings, though. People sleep on peach
yeah,
rings.
Yeah, and Paul Arch, 65, says the peaches are good, but you... Have you ever had the grapefruit ones?
Ooh.
They're excellent. I'm not a grapefruit person.
Either am I.
But Paul's saying try those out.
All right.
And he
My
says
wife loves
they're
grapefruit.
Not super grapefruity.
Okay.
Usually in the fruit salad package.
Okay.
All right.
Check it out.
Appreciate that. Alyssa says try the
Albanese gummies.
Superior gummies.
Whoa. You coming at Haribo's throat, Alyssa?
All right, Alyssa. You got to tell us where these are. And,
it's a bold claim.
We'll try those out, Alyssa. We'll try those.
As they say with Omar and Haribo, you come with the king, you best not miss.
You best not miss. All right, we got a few minutes before you get out of here and start your weekend. Let's get to, where do we go? Sixers have two games tomorrow.
So real
do we
quick,
have any?
24 games remaining. What do you think? Because it's kind of a after you get done this road
33
trip.
33-15 right now.
It's a favorable schedule for them.
So before the season, I said they would win 44 to 45 games. That means that they would win at this point 11, 12 more games. That would not be good enough. In my opinion.
No.
So whoever,
you got to get in that 17, 18.
I had like two people say we're going to win 50 games, and it looks like they're going to be more right than I was. So I give them credit for the 50 wins that they talked about. 24 games, I don't want them going 500. I want them going over 500.
Oh, yeah.
So I would say.
I want an 18-6.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Man.
Because that was the tough part of your schedule.
Yeah.
You just got through it with flying colors, 8-3 without Embiid.
They have two games against Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They have Phoenix coming to town.
That's going to be cool. Are you going to head down?
That's a Wednesday night. I don't know. We'll see. It's my daughter's birthday, too. So I'm.
You got to take her to see Uncle Mikhail, then.
She loves her cousin, but I'm not sure if she wants to spend it.
She doesn't want to spend it in the gym?
In the gym. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I guess she wins that night.
Yeah, so we'll see what the schedule is for them.
Yeah, yeah,
if he's here long enough, then we'll try to catch up before he leaves and all that stuff. That's a good question.
18-6 is my number.
24 and 24.
That's kind of
my.
It's kind of like my baseline, to be honest with you.
So they are 15 right now losses.
I just don't want to fall out of the two.
They can't have any more than 25 losses at the end of the season.
I don't mind if they're not the one seed, but you can't.
I want it.
But
came
you can't
close
fall
these
below
last couple
two.
Of seasons. I want that number one seed. And the only reason I say that is because I don't want to play Brooklyn and Milwaukee.
The hope is Brooklyn and Milwaukee
in the semis and then the Eastern Conference Finals.
Take
I don't want
of them
do that.
Out. The hope is they face each
I
other.
I don't
want
to do it. All right, let's assume Embiid comes back tomorrow, Jay. He comes back tomorrow. You have something to talk about at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning with Andrew Salchunas.
I would imagine they rest him Sunday night.
Doc said he's going to keep him rolling.
Yeah?
They do not want a situation where he's in and out of the lineup.
Okay.
So I think they're going to give him an opportunity, especially with Tuesday they play Boston, but I believe they're off until Friday.
Yeah.
So having him play Saturday, Sunday, Tuesday, three games in 4 days, but he gets the rest.
Treatment for 3 days.
I think that's okay.
All right. It's going to be fun. The fact they went 8-3 without him is impressive as hell, and everybody should be pumped that they just did that. It's going to be great to get him back. Their defensive net rating stayed number one in the league without Joel Embiid. That is really impressive. That's something to hang your hat on. It's going to be an exciting finish to the year. I can't wait till George Hill gets here. Looks like he's probably getting pretty close from what I've been hearing. I'm sure you're hearing the same things. Daryl Morey 2 weeks ago on the John Kincaid show basically said, you know, like, I think we're talking about days rather than weeks. His cast is off. I think he's going to, because I want him to get in here. I want the chemistry. You know, there's only 24 games left. I'm hoping he can get in those final 19 or 20 games and kind of, you know, feel it out and get the cohesion. I think that's going to be a lot of fun. And they can do it. I mean, 8-3 without Embiid, that was a real test. And they passed with flying colors. So I'm really excited for the finish to the year.
And they caught a break with both Curry and James being out of those two games. But that's the nature of the schedule.
Yeah.
It fell that way.
And they caught a break without Embiid.
Exactly. So, 100%. Same way you can look at that with the Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. No Embiid.
Yeah.
So therefore,
Denver's good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
They're very good. And they're creeping up in the standings there. So we'll see how it all plays out. But 24 games. I would say, Jay, at this point, you said 18 games of the 24. I have to go realistically, and I will probably give them 15 more to give them 48 wins.
Yeah.
So it's closer to 50. I'll give them 15 and 9.
All right. I don't think that's going to be good enough for the one seed.
Might not be.
We'll see what happens. This Durant thing is interesting.
It is, and I know John pointed that out.
It's quiet.
It is, and I agree with you. And who's to say anybody is wrong because of how things went with Golden State the last time?
He's got some lingering leg issues, man. That sucks.
Well, the Achilles and
it was a quad before the Achilles.
It was a quad before that, so they have to be careful.
Yeah.
They have to be careful because they cannot mess around with the shore. James Harden and Kyrie Irving, I'm sure they can lead them to deep runs in the playoffs, but the best player on that team is Kevin Durant.
Oh, without a doubt.
So as a Kevin Durant fan, I want him to come back.
Yeah.
And I do want to see the Sixers beat him and them.
Yeah.
So I want him to be healthy, but they are very good. And I can't wait to see him come back and finally get a chance to see them play. Because Embiid is going to be in the MVP conversation, but he's now going to start dipping back because Jokic is still playing very well. As you pointed out, Denver is playing better. They're going to move up in the standings with the Lakers now falling. Then you have Giannis still playing MVP level, but nobody talks about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they don't want to give it to somebody three years in a row.
Yeah.
And Damian Lillard is lighting the league up as well.
As
so,
always. Jokic is probably going to be the MVP at this point. Right?
Yeah, and I looked at the odds. I think he was plus 100 or something now. ahead of everyone else.
Sucks.
So is
the Simmons Defense Player of the Year still in play?
It's still in the play, but I think Gobert is jumped back up because Simmons is just
he's looking a little weird these last couple games.
Crazy.
Yeah. should I drop a Ben Simmons grenade and walk out?
No. First of all, Mike did that already.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, they were talking about it, and that might carry over with us from 7 to 10 tonight. 610-632-0975 if you want to jump in with us as we get ready to talk a variety of things from the Phillies, the Sixers, and the Eagles as well. Mock drafts out there now with ESPN having the Eagles select someone since things have now changed.
Yeah.
And,
number 12.
I know. I heard you guys this morning.
It's cool. I understand it. I just don't like it. Womp, womp, womp.
Yeah, it is. Well, what we like is the 9 a.m. show on Sunday.
Yeah, Junis and I will be back Sunday 9 to 12. He officially named it the Wake and Bake Show. of the Fanatics, so it seems to be sticking, and we're going to roll with it.
Okay. That works. At 9 a.m., you get it done. Well, listen, man, have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too.
Enjoy tomorrow with all the games and the
Can't
Easter egg
wait.
Hunting and everything that happens, man. And enjoy it all.
I'll text you about Paige
weekend.
Tonight.
Yes. Check in with Paige. Tweet at Jamie and I about Paige at J-E-L-Y-N-C-H
Junior.
Junior.
People hate my handle. It's too confusing.
And Devon G975. Tyler Zulia is with us until 10 o'clock as well. 610-632-0975. We run until then, right here on The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.